B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Now, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline, fantastic. Comcast Business every day, and business big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. The great Zach Berman, my man Zachariah.
Anthony, thanks for having me on. Good talking to you again.
Always a pleasure, brother. Always a pleasure. So let's start off with this. The story, Jeff's story in the Inquirer about Jeffrey Lurie and Howie. And I wanted to get your thoughts on this because you've been on top of this stuff. You've written, you know, really in-depth pieces. You know, done some great work, you know, within this, covering this organization. And Jeff talks about Jeff is still on the Hurts train where Howie's starting to lose a little faith.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it really depends on what your options are. I heard before I came on the show here, you talked about Russell Wilson. If they can get Russell Wilson, if he's willing and interested in coming to Philadelphia, and the Seahawks would take what you're offering, then that changes everything. Then I think the whole organization would jump for a chance at Russell Wilson. He changes the trajectory of a franchise. Short of that, I think that they could roll with Jalen Hurts for a year. I don't think Howie will commit himself to a quarterback unless he's convinced on that quarterback. Otherwise, they would still take the wait and see approach.
What about the idea about Jeffrey? Because one of the stories, you know, when you read the story, and you know, again, it makes it clear that whatever happens in this organization, it's a Jeffrey Lurie production.
At quarterback, especially, yes, yeah, huh? It, that's the case. I mean, there's not a player behind center who Jeffrey Lurie's not kind of authorizing them to get. Look, he's the owner of the team. That's his prerogative. I don't think he's the one saying, you know, we need to draft this player or we need to sign this player, but he's absolutely the one, or he's involved in those discussions, and in particular at that position.
Yeah, I remember him making it, you know, going to see Wentz for the pro day. I mean, he was he was, you know, very much involved there as well.
He went to see Geno Smith in 2013. He went to a private workout in West Virginia. They had the number 4 pick that year. He just wanted to see what Smith was. So, yeah, this has always been the case with Jeffrey.
Now, when you look at the power within NovaCare, obviously Jeffrey's going to call the shots. You know, obviously Howie has a say. Jeffrey's son Julian's there. You also have in your story, you talked about the analytics and Alec Hallaby, and I think you termed it a black ops kind of situation. Would that be the whole power struggle, the power kind of set up there?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's obviously Howie has final say. Jeffrey is very involved as an owner, and then, you know, the coach has influence, the scouting staff, the coaching staff. There's, you know, the analytics staff. They all have influence, but Howie's the one who has his finger on the button. So I think that when you look at the composition,
well, is Jeffrey like? Because there were some picks I know that Jeffrey, especially with Arcega Whiteside.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, and look, Howie works for Jeffrey, right?
Yeah.
So, but Howie's the one who has his finger on the button, and that's, I mean, Howie has final say on the roster. Now, if Howie's boss wants, you know, is saying one thing or has a certain proclivity to a player, then obviously that will have an influence. But as far as the composition of the roster, that's Howie's show.
Yeah, I got you. I got it. It's really interesting how the whole thing, though. When you look at Sunday, last Sunday, I'm curious, we're talking to Zach Berman on the Comcast Business Hotline. Where were you with Hurts with the game plan?
Yeah, so I put it more on Hurts than I put it on the coaching staff. And I know there's a lot of frustration about the game plan. Jalen Hurts is touching the ball on every play. I think an average performance from a quarterback in that game wins easily. Jalen Hurts was bad. Now, I don't think the game plan particularly helped them. You know, they had that third down and fourth down sequence where they passed twice. I don't think either pass was a particularly good call. They had that drive in the first half where it was three straight passes. And then the receivers didn't help either throughout the game. You know, whether it was routes, it was drops, there were a combination of factors. That said, I don't know, absolve a quarterback when he throws three interceptions and he completes fewer than 50% of his passes. That's on Jalen. He can play better and he needs to play better, and he'd be the first one to tell you that.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, dude. I kind of more on your line. You know, when you go back to it, yeah, I think you know, there's a couple spots here and there. Maybe you should have ran it, but you know, you only ran it. You only threw it 31 times. It's not like, you know, you were throwing it 50 times.
Yeah, I mean, and the bottom line with this is it's not a video game where you plug in the play and then the result happens, right? The quarterback has to make it happen. And I keep going back to it that Jalen Hurts in the first half of that Broncos game, if he plays like that in the Meadowlands last week, they win easily. So I don't think it was the game plan. I think it was more the quarterback.
All right, what are your expectations Sunday? You got the Jets. And again, I would be disappointed if this wasn't a double-digit, almost sweat-free victory.
I agree with you. I mean, some games you term must wins. This is a can't lose game, right? Like this is a game that if you lose it, it says more about you than anything else. There's no excuse, no reason. They have I think they have the personnel advantage. I think they have the schematic advantage. I think you know, they have the health advantage. Now the variable here, I should say, is Jalen Hurts. If Hurts is not healthy enough, you know, if he's out there laboring on a sprained ankle, that could affect a lot. So I think that's the big variable to monitor here is how does Jalen Hurts look. But in a vacuum, the Eagles I think you put it well. They should win this game by double digits.
Yeah, I mean, we can't mince words about this. Let's be real here. Now here's the thing. When it comes to the playoffs, you know, it's going to be hard because I can't see them winning both against Washington. You got to hope that Dallas has they're locked into a seed. I think that's going to be, to have any chance, you got to hope that Dallas doesn't need the game.
That's a good point there. And you don't want to get to, because I agree. I don't think they're sweeping Washington. I think they can win the next Giants game. They should beat the Jets, but if you're looking at this like they're going into that Dallas game I guess needing to win that to have a winning record, then yeah, you probably need Dallas not playing for something then. But look, if you're an Eagles fan and someone told you, and I assume all your listeners are here, and someone said you're playing a relevant Week 18 game, I think they would have signed up for that.
Yeah, I agree. I didn't think they would be, you know, I also didn't think the rest of the conference would be this kind of, you know, mediocre a little bit, because I think that does. I mean, let's be real. You know, if I'm gonna size up teams, I'm gonna tell you the Niners and Minnesota are better and probably more deserved of those last two wild cards.
I agree, but I'm not convinced a team like Atlanta, let's say, is better, right? But
I agree with that.
San Francisco and Minnesota, I would take both those teams over the Eagles.
Yeah. Hey, so curious, where are you with Hurts and where do you think Nick is, and is it imperative for Nick to get Jalen to have a good game with his arm, like a team like the Jets, where you know you should win, how imperative is it for him to throw the ball well Sunday?
It's important. I think more important is taking care of the ball, right? The way you lose this game is it sounds obvious to say, is by losing it, right? Is by making losing plays, having three turnovers, missing guys. I think what they need from Jalen is a clean game. It doesn't need to be a prolific performance, a clean game. And if he's not running well, which is a possibility with a sprained ankle, it's a good test to see how he does as a passer. Because, I mean, by the listen, way, this,
at some point, you got to be prolific with your arm. I mean, really, because the more that he was exposed too much in the Giants game, you can't expose your quarterback running like that. He just won't. He's not going to hold up over now 17 weeks.
I agree. And, I mean, this Jets secondary is bad. There are going to be yards there. I think if I'm Sirianni, what I'm saying is no matter what their coverage is, let's come out of this game with near double-digit targets to Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, right? Let's not get caught up in Jalen Reagor, Quez Watkins, dumping the ball off. I know that's been the big message, take what's there. I'm trying to get my guys involved. I think this is a week where 6 and 88 have to be the priority.
I agree, dude. Listen, I've been saying this about Devontae Smith. You look at these other receivers, like a Deontay Johnson, right? Like who and man, Ben's cooked. He still gets 13, 12, 9, 10 targets. Yep. I mean, these elite receivers are getting it, and Devontae Smith needs close to double digit. Every week, he should get close to double-digit targets.
Exactly. Exactly. Give him a chance to make plays on the ball.
Yep. Hey, Zach, great stuff, my man. Fantastic,
absolutely.
As always.
Talk to you next week.
All right,
thank
buddy.
You.
Here he is, Zach Berman. On the
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.